We're rolling through October. There's a chill in the air, frost on the pumpkin, and Mara Davis has converted her entire wardrobe to all flannel. And it's time again for Mara's Music Mix. Mara, it's great to see you. You look warm.
Thank you. I love a flannel shirt. And of course, this is the time of the year where I like to call it Rocktober. I love when radio stations do that. It's officially Rocktober.
Let me write that down.
It's a Rocktober-thon. I've had to say that many years of my career, but I am here to bring you music. You know what? Maybe I'll call this Reggae-tober because Ziggy Marley is coming to the Variety Playhouse. That's going to be happening tonight. So if you're into the reggae vibe, obviously one of the many Marley children. Ziggy is probably the most famous one.
He's the oldest.
The oldest, and also had a huge hit with Tomorrow People in the 90s. He has a new record out.
Fly Rasta.
I think it's a really fun album, and that's a reggae-tober night out. That's Ziggy Marley tonight at the Variety Playhouse.
A little closer to home as far as artists are concerned, the Buckhead Theater also tonight.
Yeah, the Dirty Govness. The Dirty Govness. I'm trying to find the right way to say it perfectly.
I think you've got it down pretty well.
You think so? They're banned from Knoxville, Tennessee. And a lot of people compare them to the Black Crowes. Maybe they're Knoxville's Black Crowes.
And they've toured with the Black Crowes. They've toured with Zac Brown, lots of different artists. So they've been building their reputation by hanging out with these big-name artists.
Absolutely, and they've got a big band, horn section, a lot of fun. This is the kind of band where they are at their peak, seeing them live, rather than the studio stuff, which is great, but their live shows are really what defines them. That's the Dirty Govness tonight at the Buckhead Theater.
Is it me, or is Patterson Hood and Jason Isbell sort of following each other on tours? Because they were in town not too long ago, within a couple days of each other.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. So for Drive-By Truckers fans, this is just, it's a great, it's a double whammy.
They were here a week or so ago.
Yeah, so you saw them at the Tabernacle, and now the Fox Theater, Jason Isbell. I mean, that is going to be a great show. He is really, it's hard for me to say emerging, because he's been around and he's very, very popular. But with every time he comes back, he's in a bigger venue.
Put your faith to the test. When I tore off your dress in Richmond on high.
He's got a new album out called Southeastern, and I think he swept the Americana Music Awards. Last month he won Songwriter of the Year, Album of the Year, Artist of the Year. Yeah, he's really something else.
And it's kind of mellow music. It's got that rainy day vibe, but such a great songwriter and a good performer as well. That's Jason Isbell at the Fox Theater on Saturday night.
One I'd never seen till you came.
This next band that you've got on the list, these guys are great. They've been around for 30 years playing in, well, I think a small venue for this band.
And that's why we want to extend the weekend to Monday night. The Jayhawks are playing the Variety Playhouse. I've seen them many, many times, a band from Minneapolis, and they, you know, I always say if you like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, or if you like that kind of music, you're going to love the Jayhawks. I mean, the song Blue, doesn't that get under your skin every time you hear it? That's the Jayhawks, Monday night at the Variety.